Today is Thursday, October 12th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Gumbo Day. It is also National Savings Day, World Sight Day, and National Vermont Day. I've been to Vermont. It was lovely. We had maple syrup at a lovely breakfast place in Stowe, Vermont, and it was nice. It was nice, as you guys know, because I talked about it on here. I'm not a huge fan of gumbo. I don't tend to like stews. And I don't know, soups. I mean, some soup I'm okay with. Like, I like tomato soup, especially if it's like a creamy, kind of sweeter tomato soup. I like a roasted cauliflower soup, but more of a puree. I like puree type soups. And I do like ragu sauces, like spaghetti sauces and stuff like that, but that's a little bit different. But some soups and stews can kind of taste muddy or flat. And maybe it's just that I haven't had a really good soup or stew before, but they tend to have like umami and that's it. Like you get one tone, you know, one flavor, one whatever. And that's all there is. And so, I don't know. I don't always love them. Also, I have these, I don't know if it's weird, but growing up in the South, there was a very specific formula to a meal. And it was generally a meat, a starch, and one or two vegetables. Like that was, and then you also had bread. You had rolls or biscuits or cornbread, right? And so when I think of a meal, I think of something like that. And even like if you had something like spaghetti, you know, the pasta itself is a starch. You have the meat in the sauce. And then we would always have like a salad for some vegetables and a roll or a garlic bread or something like that. And you can do that with stew or soup, but it's just, it never felt like a meal to me. It felt like part of a meal. So you would have a small bowl of soup, and then you would also have your meat and veg or whatever. And so I don't know, maybe it's just how we never did that and never had soup as a meal. But I don't know. Anyway, I never really, like at a restaurant, I don't order a bowl of soup as my meal. It just, that's not the way I do it. So I don't tend to go to those things because gumbo is, you know, so anyway, I don't really, you know, I don't know. It's weird because I mean, I guess occasionally we would have soup, but it is a Southern thing. It's kind of meat, potato, veg, you know, et cetera. And also the fact that maybe I've just had bad gumbo. It feels flat to me. Muddy almost. Not that I eat mud, but you know, it is what it is. Okay. Sorry, I got a work call. I'm gonna admit this right now. I'm recording in the morning because I try to release in the morning, you know, as I've been doing. And I didn't get up early enough this morning. And so my workout, it took a while and, you know, et cetera. And so I'm trying to record and then something came up at work and I had to not stop recording. I just had to mute my microphone and deal with this thing at work. So then I come back and I'm like, okay, where was I? Anyway, I'm also having to switch between computers because I had to switch to my work computer for the work call that came up and then switch back to my, so I don't even know how long I've gone because I was on mute for a bit. But we have a voicemail, so I'm going to go ahead and play that now.
Hello, Lovey.
Oh, hello, Fatty.
I just wanted to call and let you know that I have been on a Christmas cruise.
Oh, have you?
And it's full of children. and screaming children, excited children, because it's Christmas.
Yeah.
And just one other thing that doesn't seem to have gone into your equation of whether to take the Crema Cruz or not is, don't you have all kinds of Crema music things at your tabernacle? I mean,
yes.
I'm sure that somebody's going to have to be there to play the horse, Winnie, or something like that. And anyway, well, that's all I got. And thank you for calling. Okay, now, bye-bye.
All right, well, thank you for your...
Ooh, wait a minute. Here we go.
Okay. Once again, thank you for your call. That was Big Fatty. You can find him at BigFattyOnline.com. He also has a daily podcast 5 days a week, and you should listen. But thank you, Fatty, for the call. Yeah. So a couple of things. First of all, I think the Christmas cruise is not going to happen. And I feel on The Mix, which is the show that I do with Daniel, my best friend, Daniel Brewer, who lives in Florida, his address is... No, anyway... So we do that, and I had mentioned this on The Mix and asked, you know, his opinion on, you know, whether we should go. He thought I was inviting he and Zach on a Christmas cruise. Now, I would certainly invite them on a Christmas cruise. Like, I would do that, you know. I like hanging out with them, and they're our friends, and they come here every December. So they're going to be here on December 9th. I believe that's the date. And so, you know, there would be no problem with them joining us on a Christmas cruise. But I had not made a decision to go on a Christmas cruise. It's not like I was saying, hey, Daniel, would you and Zach like to go with us on a... I was saying, we don't know if we should do this or if we're going to do this or not. And he took it to mean, do you guys want to go on a Christmas cruise with us? So anyway, there was that. But in discussing with Mark, he said the same thing. And apparently Mark, I don't even know when he went on a Christmas cruise. Maybe it was before I knew him. But he said, I've been on a Christmas cruise and it's so busy and there are tons of kids. And, you know, we don't usually enjoy it when it's super full with lots of kids. So you may want to consider that. And also he's really trying to save, he's going to be continually trying to save his PTO, his time off. Because as his parents get older, he's going to need to go back to the Philippines more and more and more to make sure he's seeing them as often as possible. And he's planning on going at Christmas next year. And he has a limited amount of vacation days because us in the U.S., I mean, most of my listeners are probably U.S., but I know I've got a couple, Scotty, RT Cruiser, I think, you know, a few people in other countries that get massive amounts of vacation. In the U.S., it's less common to get a lot of vacation. Now, I have air quotes unlimited vacation, or what they call flex PTO. But even that, I mean, you can't just go hog wild and just take so much, because eventually that'll make you look bad. And then in flex PTO, they can count your PTO against you. When you're given PTO, it can't be counted against you in an eval. Like, you can... You're given that PTO, so I mean, that is part of your benefits. But for flex PTO, they don't set a certain number of days, and it's between you and your boss to figure out how many days you can have and still get your work done, basically. Well, if you're not getting your work done and you're taking a lot of PTO, it can be used against you. But anyway, so it's not really unlimited. You know, it's within reason. But he has more of a struggle than I do because he has a set number. So he has to stick within that set number. And he's going to be going next Christmas. And so he needs to save up. And we always go on an anniversary trip in the summer. So even though it was a short one, he was like, I don't know. That's going to be super busy. But I don't know. I want to do something, mainly because I don't necessarily want to have to spend it with my family. We're doing Thanksgiving with the family this year because everyone kept begging us to do Thanksgiving because that's when all the aunts and uncles get together and they want to see us. And it's been, I don't know, probably 4 or 5 years since he and I have been to a family event together to see all of the aunts and uncles and everything. So we're going to do that. I didn't want to also do Christmas. So I'm still, maybe we'll just do something like a road trip or something that we can just take a 2 days or 3 days and be gone on Christmas Day. That's the goal. But to your other point, our Christmas programs are the 3 weeks before Christmas, and the cruises that I were looking at were on Christmas Day. So by then, we're already done with our Christmas programs. And so I did take that into account. But thank you for your call. So anyway, it is, I'm trying to think, we finished the weekend wrap-up. We, you know, Mark and I went to my parents on Sunday night and had dinner, played a game. I didn't talk about this. My stepfather, I talked about it a little bit, but I ran out of time. He tries to make everything healthier. He baked these cookies. He put partially whole wheat flour. He reduced the amount of sugar. And not only that, but he used all dark chocolate chips. So you got bitter dark chocolate chips. You've got the funky flavor of the whole wheat, and you've got less sugar. It was like eating some diet. It was so bitter because of all the dark chocolate. Anyway, I didn't love it. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.